With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I'm Haley Shipp. The U.S. food system, from triumph to falter, has never been more on display than during the COVID-19 pandemic. Spotlights can cause reform, and that is exactly what's in the works with the recently revised Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act. This bill would establish 5 to 7 regions in the U.S. where minimum levels of fed cattle purchases must be made through approved pricing mechanisms. The bill would also create a publicly available library of marketing contracts. The 4 senators introducing this bill include Deb Fischer, a Republican out of Nebraska, John Tester, a Democrat out of Montana, Ron Wyden, a Democrat out of Oregon, and Chuck Grassley, a Republican out of Iowa. Grassley reports that the White House has not yet signed off.
With Secretary Vilsack working so closely with us and a Democrat chairman of the Agriculture Committee working with us, there's no doubt that we got something that the president would sign.
Grassley argues that there's never been this much momentum, despite opposition from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the American Farm Bureau.
We have waited long enough. Cattle producers going broke while the big 4 packers record the highest profits ever.
He doesn't have a hearing date yet, but he and co-sponsor Deb Fischer are asking Chair Debbie Stabenow to schedule one, likely after the Easter Passover break. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.